Welcome to the Regia di Venaria, the royal palace of Venaria Reale, just outside Turin. You are walking into one of the largest palatial complexes in Europe. 80,000 square meters of building, 60 hectares of formal gardens and parkland, all of it built in the second half of the 17th century as a hunting palace and royal retreat for the House of Savoy. It rivaled Versailles in its day. It was sacked by Napoleon, used as a barracks for 150 years, and then, between 1999 and 2007, restored at a cost of nearly 300 million euros in what was the largest cultural restoration project in modern Europe. What you are about to walk through is the result. The palace was begun in 1659 by Duke Carlo Emanuele II of Savoy, on the slope of a low hill overlooking the Mandria, the great Savoy royal hunting forest. The architect was Amedeo di Castellamonte, and the village in front of the palace was laid out at the same time on a single grand axis, the Via Maestra, leading from the palace gates straight through the town for almost a kilometre. Step into that street first. Look back. The palace fills the entire end of the avenue. Inside the most overwhelming room is the Gallery of Diana. Imagine an immense barrel-vaulted ballroom, 80 metres long, 10 metres wide, 12 metres high, with white walls and white marble floors and tall windows on both sides facing each other so that the light pours through. Filippo Juvara designed it in 1716 as part of his great expansion of the palace under Vittorio Amedeo II. The Savoy court danced and dined and held audiences here. Stand in the centre, listen to the way your footsteps echo, and imagine 800 people in court dress on a December evening in 1720. Find the Chapel of St. Hubert, also by Juvara. St. Hubert was the patron of hunters, and the chapel is dedicated to the activity that brought the court to Venaria in the first place. It is a small, exquisite, white and gold octagonal Baroque space, with a dome painted in light tones and a single high altar. There is a feeling of lift to the architecture, of being held inside a perfectly proportioned shell. Walk through the stables, the Grandi Scuderie, built for 200 horses. Even now, after the horses have been gone for two centuries, the rhythm of the cast-iron columns and the high vaulted ceilings tells you what kind of operation this was. The Savoy court kept hundreds of working animals here. Dogs for the hunt, falcons, the heavy carriage horses, and the prized warmbloods that the dukes themselves rode. There is now a permanent exhibition of historic carriages and royal harnesses on view. Step out into the gardens. Venaria's gardens were almost entirely destroyed under Napoleon, drained, ploughed, sometimes built on, and what you see today is the work of the modern restoration. The formal parterres in front of the south facade, with their geometric box hedges and reflecting pools, follow the original 17th century plan. Beyond them, the Allegoria delle Stagioni, the long avenue of the four seasons, leads out toward the Mandria parkland. The view back from the avenue toward the palace, with its long honey-stoned facade, is one of the great Italian Baroque vistas, and on a clear day the Alps rise behind it like a wall. Don't miss the Citroniera, Juvara's monumental orangery. A single long hall built for the citrus trees that the Savoy moved indoors every winter. It is half the length of a football pitch. White vaulted ceilings, tall windows, marble floor. The trees are still wheeled in and out with the seasons. The smell, when they are in flower in spring, is one of the things visitors talk about for years. When you walk back out through the front of the palace into the long Via Maestra of the town, you are walking a single Baroque axis from a hunting palace to a market square. The whole thing is one idea, executed across 40 years. Venaria is a place that took your breath away then. It still does.